Ever get that feeling like you're just totally swamped with distractions? And you could be doing so much more
Yeah.
if you could just unlock that next level.
Totally.
Well, that's kind of what we're diving into today
Right.
with this company mom performance.
Right.
And no, it's not about phoning your mom for business advice. Although,
Sometimes a good idea.
yeah, sometimes moms have good advice,
Right.
but this is different. This is about this whole concept of people performance.
Yes.
And I've got our expert here to help unpack it all.
Happy to be here.
So to set the scene a little,
Okay.
we're looking at Mom Performance, a Swedish company,
Okay.
and they're all about boosting business performance
That's right.
by focusing on people,
Exactly.
not just, like individual skills, but like how teams work together.
It's really that bigger picture.
Yeah.
How does it all connect
Yeah.
to get those results?
And we've got some fascinating stuff to dig into.
Oh, yeah.
We've got their service list, bios for the founders, Magnus and Michael,
Right.
and even a peek at their location in Malmo, Sweden.
Very
I
cool.
know, right? Doesn't exactly scream global business hub at first glance.
You never know.
That's the beauty of the deep dive.
That's right. We uncover the unexpected.
Exactly. So where should we start?
But let's see what Mom Performance actually offers.
Okay, so their services
Okay.
range from leadership training
Reporting along.
to organizational development.
Makes sense.
And then there's this thing called competence clarification.
Okay, now that one's interesting. What
Right.
does that even mean?
I consider myself a fairly competent person, but I'm not even sure I fully get that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to unpack that one.
But what's really interesting is how they phrase their services.
Oh, how so?
They use this language of guaranteed measurable results.
Bold claim.
It is
Honey.
and a positive effect on your affairs.
Okay, see, that's different.
Right.
It's not just business jargon.
Exactly.
That
I think
feels
it
more
came
to.
in.
Yeah.
It's refreshing, actually. It really is. Like it feels almost personal.
It
It's
does.
not just like, cold, hard metrics.
Yeah, like they actually care about the people part
Exactly.
of people performance.
Yeah. I mean, it's right there in the name, right?
It is.
It's true.
Okay. But speaking of the people.
Yes. Let's talk about Magnus and Michael.
Yeah, let's dive into these bios.
All right, so Magnus, he's described as being passionate about processes and structure.
Really?
I know.
Right?
Interesting.
You think Sweden, you think it's like laid back?
Right. Relaxed.
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily like hyper-organized efficiency.
But maybe that's the secret sauce.
Could be.
It's that attention to detail.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, especially in consulting.
Oh, absolutely. Where things can get so messy.
So then there's Michael
Huh?
with his background in change management.
Of course, because who isn't dealing with constant change these days?
Right. Like it's the one constant.
Exactly.
So that's got to be valuable.
It's essential. And Michael's expertise there is probably more in demand than ever.
Yeah, because it's not just about like making a change and hoping for the best.
No. It's about bringing people along.
Exactly. Managing
Yeah.
that human side of things. It's absolutely minimizing the disruption,
Getting everyone on board.
making sure the change actually sticks.
Yes. Okay, but here's something that struck me about both bios.
Okay, what's that?
They focus on the impact,
Okay.
like how they've actually helped businesses.
It's not just like a list of achievement.
No, not at all. It's more about the results they've delivered.
Interesting. So it's less about them and more about what they can do for
Yeah,
you.
exactly. It's very client focused.
Which makes sense. It all ties back to that people first approach.
It does,
Yeah.
right. It's like that's the core of their philosophy.
It seems to be.
Okay. Now for something totally different.
Hit me.
Their location.
Oh, yeah. Malmo.
Malmö, Sweden.
Not exactly known as like a global consulting hub.
Right. Like when you think high-powered
You're
business.
not picturing like Swedish countryside.
Exactly. But maybe that's the point.
You think like they're challenging those
I
assumptions.
think so. Like maybe they're onto something.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're doing things differently here and it's working.
And it's not just like they're in Malmö.
There's more.
Their office is in a little house on the courtyard.
Wait, really?
Yeah. How charming is that?
That's adorable.
Right.
I love it.
It's like the opposite of a sterile corporate office.
Totally. It's like they're inviting you into their home,
Yes, to talk business.
which is kind of brilliant when you think about it.
It really is. Like it breaks down those barriers.
It creates a different kind of connection.
And that's got to count for something.
Oh, I think so. In a world that's all about big, flashy corporate offices,
Right.
this is like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. It is. It's like they're saying, we're small, but we're mighty.
Exactly. And they let their results speak for themselves.
I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, so we've talked about their services, their philosophy, their unique location.
What else is there?
What about their results?
Oh, right. The proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Exactly. So what kind of success stories are we talking about here? So we've talked about their services, their philosophy, their unique location. What about their results?
Oh, right. The proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Exactly. So what kind of success stories are we talking about here?
Well, we don't have like a case study section or anything,
Right.
but their website does mention helping businesses increase profitability,
Ah,
improve customer
makes
satisfaction,
sense.
and boost employee engagement.
Which again goes back to that people-first
It
approach.
all connects, right?
It does. It's like they've got this whole ecosystem figured out.
Yeah, that's what makes them stand out, I think.
It is, because it's not just about like ticking boxes.
No, it's about understanding how everything works together.
Yeah, like you can't just have happy employees without a good product or service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have a good product or service without the right people.
And you're not going to keep those people without creating a positive and supportive environment.
It's a delicate
It
balance.
is. But when you find that balance,
That's when the magic happens.
and it seems like Mom Performance might have cracked the code.
At least they've got a pretty good handle on it.
They do. So as we wrap up our deep dive on Mom Performance, what are some key takeaways our listeners can apply to their own work lives?
You know, even if we're not all running Swedish consulting firms,
Exactly, because this isn't just about like some niche industry
no, this is about people.
and how we work together.
Exactly.
So what have we learned? What can we take with us?
Well, for me, it all boils down to clarity and focus.
Okay, I like that.
Like, mom knows who they are, what they offer, who they serve.
And where they work from.
Don't forget the little house.
That's right. It's all part of their story.
And that clarity is essential, whether you're a consultant or a freelancer, or you work for a giant corporation.
So true, because it's not just about like a mission statement on a website.
No, it's about internal clarity, too.
Yes. Knowing your strengths, your values, what you actually want to achieve.
And sometimes that means going against the grain, like mom and their little house in Malmö.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to forge your own path.
Because what works for one person or one company might not work for another.
And that's okay.
It's about finding what fits you best.
Perfectly said. Well, that's a wrap on Mom Performance.
Another deep dive in the books.
It is. And for our listeners, here's something to ponder. What's one small change you can make today to create a more positive and productive work environment for yourself and those around you? Food for thought.
Until next time.
See you then.